Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven at the hour. It is Friday, December the 8th.
You want to sing along a little Christmas song, Jay? What do you say?
I think so.
Right. There we go. There it is. Why not?
This is a great one.
We're having warm weather here in the Northeast. There has been some snow in the last week or so, but it's going to be in the 50s. And rainy. There's that storm that's moving across. You must have had some of it in Ohio yesterday, right? Didn't you get the lake effect snow or at least
no.
lake effect wind? You didn't get any of that? Wow.
No, we didn't have any of that stuff. Well, being right on the lake, it's like the lake protects us from everything. And then typically that lake effect snow on that snow belt a little bit farther south. But no, it was actually a really nice day yesterday. A little chilly, but otherwise pretty nice.
All right. Well, no matter what's happening, you're involved and invested, no doubt, in some of the annual holiday events. No matter what your holiday is, what your religion is, what your belief is, there are always those things to help others, like Toys for Tots. And it seems that's in full swing. I'm just coming across some of the things that people do with a little extra money or they feel like helping other people. Toys for Tots is a great way for you to connect. What happens, I think, in most places, Jay, you drop off the new toys. You don't wrap them. There are locations pretty much on malls all around the country. It's one of those annual holiday things. Kind of like what happens here in Boston, the annual Boston Pops holiday thing. At Christmas time, there's a big broadcast, and I think at 4th of July also, there are people who are celebrating Hanukkah. And then there was yesterday the remembrance of Pearl Harbor, which distracts us certainly from Christmas. But I was looking at some of the historical photos that show the actual attack. You know, there are movies like Pearl Harbor, the one that Ben Affleck was in with Jennifer Garner and that group that showed the attack via Hollywood's recreation of it. But some of it was pretty accurate, and if you look at some of these, the harrowing pictures, the reality of watching those ships blow up and burn and people getting dumped into the harbor, the date and the remembrance of all of that, it's an important thing to teach people. 2,403 people were killed on the attack, the naval base at Pearl Harbor. And I think that a lot of I just don't know that it's you can argue it both ways. What's the point? It's a horrible memory and it just scares people. Or is it the reality of what happens when one bellicose country or leaders of countries create and convince the people who live in the country that they need to do something that they didn't need to do, didn't want to do, didn't have to do, but they did. And so there's all of that. It's very sobering, anyway. Very, very sobering. The reality, I chuckle about this. This is more of the same sort of thing for people who have to take selfies. They all have to take a selfie. I'm here. I want to take a selfie of me in this circumstance, that circumstance. So there were a group of tourists in Venice yesterday who found themselves in the water. This is, you can visualize this, right? The gondola capsized because the passengers were moving around. The fellow running the gondola said, you got to sit down. And now they get up. They were taking selfies. They didn't follow the guidance. Stay seated. And so the gondolier
learn how to take better photos with angles where you can stay seated and use your dang arm. You don't have to stand up.
Well, why do you have to take so many selfies, I guess? What do you do with them? What do you do with all those pictures?
Oh, everybody's an influencer. They post it onto social media. Also, this is a good PSA. If you do want to take selfies, if you are somewhere fun or whatever, take the picture. Don't just take it with your phone camera. Don't take it in the social media app. And don't post it in real time. Post it after the fact. Because if you are traveling, you just let people know, hey, I'm out of town and my house is free for rain.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't even thought about that. Right. Help yourself.
Don't let people know where you are when you are still currently there.
Mm-hmm. So here's another. This is epic. This is a story of a news anchor named Leslie Horton who got an email from a viewer who had watched her traffic report. The message read, quote, congratulations on your pregnancy. If you're going to wear old bus driver pants, you can expect emails like this. This is, again, this is a symptom of sickness. This guy reached out and had, I guess, a couple of times. His intent was to humiliate and hurt this lady, according to her.
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty much any time he's reached out with emails and sent her emails on things, the viewer emails. So she was familiar with this person and finally was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and address it. And this is what happened. She changed her mind in real time to address it because normally they are told don't address trolls.
Mm-hmm. And so how did she address it, Jay? The reason she looked heavy is because she had had a radical hysterectomy and there was no way she could...
She has that, like, what a lot of people refer to as a little mom pouch. She was saying her body shape changed. She had a radical hysterectomy due to cancer last year. She's a cancer survivor. Her body changed. That's what happens. Guess what? Your body changes even without cancer. Your body changes as you get older.
People. Right? People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say stuff it to the guy. Probably say a little more. If somebody came after me like that on the air in some way, shape, or form, I'd let them have it both barrels. Because there's no reason to be nice to them. Most of the time, it's better to be nice than not. But no. In that case, No.
Mm-hmm. Well, bullying a bully is still bullying, but she handled it in a really great way where she answered him honestly, and then she said, thank you for your emails. And, I mean, that was great. And it's one of those things, too, that we just need to, while he was coming from a hateful spot, a hateful point of view in mind, there are other people that sometimes aren't who comment on somebody's body, and it's still very offensive, even when they don't mean it to be. Like, we've always heard stories, I've personally experienced it, when people ask you about being pregnant when you are not pregnant, but you've got enough of a little bloated pouch that it does kind of look like you're pregnant. And it's just like, keep your mouth shut.
Somebody took a shot at you?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so in reality, I have endometriosis, so at certain points every month, my stomach does tend to look 7 to 8 months pregnant for a couple of days. It's just what it's called endobelly. And a lot of women who don't even have endometriosis, maybe they just had a large lunch, get a little bloated, and they have a little bit of a belly. But, yeah, so it's one of those things. Just don't comment on people's bodies, period. You don't know what people are going through.
None of your business.
What the situation is, yes.
What's in it for you, other than being a first-class jerk? Good God. All right. Remember that story about the 3-year cruise that was canceled?
Yes, last minute.
Week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. So one of the passengers who was on this cruise sold the house. This woman planned to live at sea on this cruise for 3 years. But it was canceled. She sold her home. She paid $562,000 for a balcony cabin on the ship. Meredith Shea is her name. She was a former flight attendant. She was supposed to leave Easton Bull earlier in November, visit 7 continents, 135 countries, 375 ports. But it was postponed a couple of times, and then it was officially canceled. Because they didn't have a ship ready to sail. So this woman who is just interested in going here, there, and everywhere, she lives in Florida, planning to board the cruise in the Bahamas. So she said one of the reasons she was going to do it is because she'd have to cook for a year. 3 years.
3 years, and you get to see the world. How many people are in her same situation? How many people sold their homes? Probably sold off the majority of their belongings rather than put them in storage to be on this cruise.
Wow. So did they offer any refunds? Isn't she going to get her money back? Because it didn't go anywhere.
In fact, she didn't have any place to live.
But still, put yourself in that position, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another cruise story. We're in the water here, boys and girls. Celebrity Cruises admitting, or at least one of the crew members admits to molesting children at the youth center on the Celebrity Silhouette. Wow. Mm-hmm.
This is horrifying.
Oh, my God. The six-year-old girl was the one who turned this fellow in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about what he did because that's not necessary. And maybe I shouldn't even tell the story because sometimes I worry if you tell the story, it gives people ideas.
It gives parents better knowledge in protecting their children, parents and guardians, because a lot of people, when they are doing something like this, whether they are on a cruise or at a resort, there are always these youth centers that you can send the kids, and they are getting to have their own fun, and you don't think about this. You think that everybody has been vetted, everybody is trained, everybody is qualified, everybody is safe, and that's not the case.
A couple of other... I'm bouncing around here because there's a lot of little. These are important things, but I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on because they're unpleasant. Traveling news from Chicago at O'Hare International: a couple of regional aircraft clipped each other at the airport. This was a couple of regional commuter jets. They were waiting for a gate. This happens a lot. I see, well, it doesn't happen a lot, but you see the planes because they overbook. Like, I sit on the tarmac at LAX all the time. You get in early, sometimes 30, 40 minutes early, and they don't have a gate, or they don't want to change the gate that the plane is assigned to because it has to go somewhere else, and it's a pain in the neck to do it. Well, sometimes it leads to, when they talk about the planes in the alley, you know, they're trying to push back, and there's a plane in the alley, and they're in a hurry to get out. Wow. Okay, well, that's something they hope you don't experience because it certainly will it'll chill the trip and take a lot of time to fix the problem. It's 18 after here on Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As the the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
23 after the hour now on the Friday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the 8th of December. And time now for a little social media. This is a romp that we do each hour at this time into what's trending on social media, celebrity news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's always nice. I saw Adele yesterday, a video clip introducing somebody, and she looks so different, Jay. Her hair is longer and kind of bigger, and her face is not so...
She's so radiant.
Doesn't look, yeah, she is. Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, she chatted with a reporter about her 11-year-old son, saying that she's been getting more involved in her son's schoolwork. She said, "I'm thriving a bit." And now there are things in his school that they do over there that are kind of cool. And... Well, she says something about, because she's an active mom, so she's in school all the time, and she talks about what people think, especially the youngsters, what do they think when Adele is around the other parents. We get to that right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Always. Haunting, maybe. That may be the word for
it. It's so powerful, and yet she always seems so effortless in her singing.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she's a mom. and she has an 11-year-old son named Angelo. And she's, in fact, invested herself and gotten active in the community, in the school, and that sort of thing. And she says that she gets nervous around adults and strangers, people that she doesn't know. She was making food for school events, that sort of thing. She has, the son is with her former husband. And she said when she was at a school event, the kids don't give a flying F who I am.
Yeah. Kids don't care. Yeah.
No.
Right. You are only known as, you're not even known by your own name. You are so-and-so's mom. You are so-and-so's dad. Uh-huh.
Exactly. She says, bloody hell. I can hear her saying that, right? She actually, I think she and her husband, the present husband, are trying to have another child too, right?
Well, she announced from the stage when her OBGYN was there, who delivered her her son, when he surprised her at a concert, and she, like, stopped mid-song and was like, oh, my gosh, it's you, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, I'm so desperate for another child.
Uh-huh. Right.
So she announced it to the world. I don't even think she meant to say that, but it was just so, like, in the moment. I think that's what's so great about Adele, is that everything she does, anything she says, is truly in the moment. Webster's Dictionary or whoever said authentic is the word of the year, and Adele, who was more authentic than Adele?
She's a Cockney, and the mouth on men and women who are from that part of London, as like people say over here, say the mouth like a truck driver. But that's okay. Again, it's kind of a genuine, it's a sense that she's real, I guess, in a manner of speaking, in some people's minds. So,
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies, younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear from customers every day, you know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Congressional lawmakers have opened up an investigation into three top universities after the institution leaders failed to explicitly call for the genocide of Jews and saying that it violates their code of conduct. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce announced it opened an investigation into Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania yesterday. Those university presidents were on the Hill this week and refused to say whether calls for genocide violate campus rules on harassment. The Biden administration has broken a new record. Obama Secretary of Homeland Security Jeh Johnson on MSNBC in March of 2019.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
12,000 people a day are now entering the United States. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day listening to my gramps on the radio.
Christmas music. Say that again, Doug. What would Christmas music be without the Beach Boys? Good heavens, where's my voice? Hold on. Crank this up, Tony, will you? Something. T will fix that. Doesn't T fix almost everything, Jay?
I believe it does. Yeah. I mean, yes, it has been helping my lungs. And I don't know if it's just the, I mean, no, I shouldn't say I don't know because I do know. The herbal, whatever the herbal stuff is there that makes you so wonderful. And then the heat. It's just like a warm
warm
hug.
It up, baby. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here we are with an overview of what's good in the world, some things that are distracting in the world. This is from the department. Here's the story this week of a city council candidate who lost by one vote. The one vote was his own.
An example of every vote counts.
Guy's name is Damien Green. He lost a vote in the city council, 247 votes for his opponent, 246 for him. His opponent came out on top. The election was so close that it took nearly a month for officials to determine the winner. They kept counting and recounting. And then this fellow realized, oh, wait a minute, I didn't vote for myself. it's just one of those things, right? It's just one of those things. How is it that you, what politician, you know, that shows the guy's not really a politician, right? Because he didn't vote for himself. Everybody who's running for something votes for himself.
And because they also use it as a photo op. Always a picture taken of them at the poll to vote.
Right. The very least you can do in your life is figure out what you hope for. This guy was hoping for a seat on the council, and he may have had a hope, but he didn't live inside that hope because he didn't vote for himself. Right? He's right there under his nose, and listen, you get nervous about things like that. In Texas this week, a judge granted a pregnant woman's request for an abortion. This is a state where it's pretty sticky, the abortion rules and what's going on in each state now kind of tackling this issue on its own. So the state attorney general sent a letter to the hospital where the woman works. She was told that the doctor, listen to this, the doctor could be criminally liable if he's allowed to perform an unlawful abortion. So as much as I don't...
What did the story say?
She's 31 years old, I know that. She's 20 weeks pregnant, I know that. She filed a lawsuit against the Texas Attorney General's office and the medical board over its ban, which obviously came after the Supreme Court vote last year. This is the first case, I think, of its kind to be brought since the decision was issued. Actually, you go back to 1973, and there haven't been, at least in Texas, any of these. So according to the lawsuit, this lady's doctors told her that her fetus had developed some kind of rare disorder likely to cause a stillbirth or the death of the baby right after it's born. If the baby's heartbeat were to stop, the doctors have warned that inducing labor would carry a risk of some kind of rupture to her system. It could be death for her. And so she's supposed to have a C-section.
So this is a medical necessity.
Right. These people is, you know what? This just drives me nuts. It's none of your damn business. You know, you can take all those and say, well, we're protecting the rights of the unborn. In this case, you are not. It's very obvious you are not. So leave it alone. Leave her alone. Leave the situation alone. The judge granted a temporary restraining order allowing her to have the abortion. There are very few exceptions in the state's ban, and this fits. What is the matter with these people?
Well, think
seriously
about the turmoil that she is dealing with. This woman is dealing with a shattered heart. She wants a baby. This isn't somebody who accidentally got pregnant and is getting an abortion as a form of birth control. This is somebody who tried to get pregnant, wants her baby, loved her baby from the moment she saw that positive sign on that pregnancy test. This is a mother who is essentially going to lose her child before or shortly after birth.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Her
no
heart is shattered.
What?
And then she has to deal with the addition of all of this.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move over to Florida for another really, I don't know what you would call this, stupid story, nutty story, something that will guarantee a lot of folks' anger coming to the surface. Teacher in Florida caught on a video slapping a student. She slapped the student because the student didn't follow instructions on how to draw something at the desk. So this teacher, 61 years old, arrested by the police, charged with a felony child abuse. This woman's name is Ute Galloway, seen on surveillance cameras smacking this 14-year-old student across the face as he was drawing inside a classroom. This lady became frustrated with the victim, who was participating in a drawing game with other children, about his usage of an outline to draw a turkey. What the? What? And she slaps him? Look, there are a lot of children who need a lot of discipline in school, but if you're going to involve yourself, apparently somebody in the classroom, the teacher's assistant, I guess, supposedly apologized, but that doesn't make it right. Who thinks that it's okay? I understand that teaching can be very frustrating. You hear about, especially in high school these days.
So triggered over something like this, that you hit a child.
Right.
A student.
Because they're drawing outside. It's like some three-year-old kid who's drawing outside the line with a crayon. Right? It's about, makes about that much sense. This week, a house exploded in Arlington, Virginia. It wasn't just an explosion, although that's bad enough. Excuse me. Apparently, the police were there serving a search warrant. They were executing the warrant. A person discharging several rounds with a flare gun. And so, apparently, this was a duplex. The suspect was inside the duplex. Now the suspect is dead. This is another one of those hot stories. He discharged a flare gun 30 or 40 times from inside the house. And then the police trying to get in, the suspect was apparently the fire created something around the gas that was in the house, and the whole house exploded. Fire crews got the other people out, but wow. Apologize for my voice. I don't know what's going on there. It's not even hay fever season. Although there's a lot of stuff. There's so much gunk in the air, you know? There really is. There's so much. Mm-hmm. There's these people that are getting, I even had it for a couple of days, this virus that's going around.
There's almost like a low-grade cold going, too.
Yeah.
And then, of course, RSV croup. Bacterial bronchitis is on the rise.
Thank you.
There have been a lot of people dealing with that
right now. For covering for me. And to clean off. That's got to be difficult for people to listen to, right? All that coughing. Who wants to listen to that?
Have you ever been with somebody who just keeps clearing their throat and it's like, will you just cough it out already?
That's
like
so annoying.
Or the sniffles. Right. Like, go blow your nose, bro.
Yeah. Here's a man this week allegedly following a family member to, this is a fellow from Africa coming to the United States, arrested. He tried to hire somebody to murder this family member, paying somebody to inject her with a disease.
I'm sorry, so it's not funny.
No. Wow, you thought it was funny?
It's not funny. No, it's not funny. It's not funny, but I can't help but laugh about this. Like, you hear about people who hire somebody because they are in an effort to hire somebody because they want to murder. He had the intent of, he wanted this person to die a slow, painful death.
Slow death.
Just hiring a hitman to take this person out. They wanted this family member to be injected with a disease so that they die a slow, painful death. That's not funny, and I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's just one of those things of, like,
It's a personal flaw. It's a personal flaw.
It's not funny. Yeah.
Well, it's odd. It's one of those oddities, and that's kind of why it's worth our attention for a moment.
And not to victim blame or anything, but you have to wonder what is going on with this family member, that this person hates this person so much that they not only want them dead, but they want them in pain while they are dying.
Right. Sounds like a bad movie. All right, around the world, Greece's health ministry seeking police help. Hoaxers are trying to scare foreign tourists out of coming to Greece because of a hoax regarding bedbugs. Now, I wonder if this is related to what we talked about last week, where there was this whole thing around many cities
in
Europe.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was an infestation, according to the news media, bedbug infestation. And what happened, this was a social media hoax, kind of. The hoax cited bed bugs, but they're non-existent. threatening visitors with a $500 fine if they didn't leave their accommodation. I wish them a pleasant day. But get out. And this was for people who wanted apparently to get into the apartment. This sounds like a little scam that you do with Airbnb, right? Short-term rentals. People, there are a lot of people who are traveling for whatever the reason into places. Greece, very popular. As a matter of fact, tourism is the number one thing in Greece's economy. And so, if you're looking to find a place, you can start a rumor. Well, there's bed bugs there and you better get out. So, and you can go stay there yourself. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Most people hear bed bugs and they're like, peace, I'm out.
Exactly. All right, over in Italy, officials have closed the Leaning Tower of Pisa because it looks like it might fall all the way over, right? Could collapse. It's there's a couple of towers in this town. It's Pisa and there's Bologna. There's two of them. And this thing is 158 feet tall, twice mm-hmm. as tall.
This is the other one. It leans as much as Pisa, but they think that it has a higher chance of collapsing. Yeah. Where Pisa is pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
It's sturdy.
Yes, it is.
Mean.
Yeah. That's the Good Day program. Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs. Want protection on the road and on the water, wherever you are in a vehicle. See how much money you can save. Dial up 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online. It's pretty easy. Progressive.com. This is Good Day at 48 past the hour.
Hey, you know, people talked about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. Then was gone, just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down or touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-382-4752 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-382-4752. That's 800-382-4752. What do you have to lose? Call 800-382-4752. Again, 800-382-4752.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, Friday, good daytime. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And we're celebrating in the Food, Farm, and Family Department today, National Brownie Day. There's nothing that I like better, frankly, in terms of what I put into my mouth and swallow, than a good chocolate brownie with some vanilla ice cream on top of it.
Yes.
Yum, yum,
yes.
Yummy, yum, yum. So apparently the brownie was created at the Palmer House in 1893 in Chicago by Bertha Palmer, who was a socialite in Chicago, for whom, the husband owned the hotel. She asked the pastry chef for a dessert suitable for ladies who were at the World's Exposition. She requested a cake-like item, small enough to be included in boxed lunches. The result was the first Palmer House brownie. Had walnuts, apparently an apricot glaze. And so now, still today, the Palmer House serves this same dessert from the same recipe going back to 1893.
Oh, wow.
And it's certainly been...
if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. Well, there's the so-called Bangor brownie, which added eggs to the recipe. But that's the Bangor brownie is yum, too. Bangor, Maine, supposedly the hometown of a housewife who created a brownie recipe. And so it's either Bangor, Maine, or Chicago, Illinois, at least in America, the home of this sweetest confection, the yum, 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 yum. And then there are the Brownie Scouts in 1914, the Girl Scout Brownie Group. They were called Brownies because apparently they created brownies. I thought Betty Crocker was the first one in America to make a commercial brownie. I think that she did. But and anyway, was there really a Betty Crocker? I think there was.
I think there was, just like Chef Boyardee. I think Betty Crocker was a real person.
All right, we got a couple of important things when it comes to the recall department. Here's Panera Bread. Their lemonade blamed for 2 deaths. Wow, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. This is down in Florida. Apparently a fellow named Dennis Brown drank 3 of these charged lemonades from the Panera, suffered a fatal cardiac arrest on his way home. He had some kind of deficiency disorder and mild intellectual disability. He lived by himself, went to Panera a long time, he'd go shopping for food, and then he'd go to Panera for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He had high blood pressure. He wasn't supposed to consume these sorts of energy drinks, but he had 3 of them.
How many? 3?
3. So why is that Panera's fault? I guess I would wonder that out loud.
Well, with the first time that there was a death due to this, it wasn't labeled how much caffeine is in it, and the young woman who died had a heart condition and didn't know that she was getting... You think you're getting a lemonade, and it's a lemonade, not realizing how much caffeine that is,
more caffeine
than coffee. Yeah, and so she had died, and ever since then, they put a lot of these labels up. But if he is dealing with special needs, or not special needs, but an intellectual disability, he probably didn't realize.
So what's the difference between...
He was just drinking lemonade and had 3 of them.
So what is the difference between this much lemonade and what you get from drinking Red Bull or Monster, those energy drinks? Isn't that all the same kind of stuff? There's a lot of sugar in them and a lot of caffeine.
These charged lemonades are even a little bit more.
Are they? So that's kind of tough. Tough for the person that lost their life and tough for Panera in that circumstance.
Yeah. I believe the charged lemonade has 390 milligrams of caffeine in it, more than what is found in Monster and Red Bull. Actually, more than what is found in drinks like Monster or Red Bull.
All right, here's a recall. Fried rice. Right? If you're interested in, if you like fried rice, who doesn't like fried rice? I love fried rice. You like fried rice?
I do.
This is a special brand. I can't make out what the brand is. Chicken fried rice with diced chicken and vegetables in a savory soy sauce.
Mm-hmm. Freshness guaranteed,
right?
Brand.
Yeah, okay. So bring that back to the store and make sure you get your money back. Yeah, fried rice, though, isn't it? Who doesn't like fried rice? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many of these recalls anymore with the salmonella and the listeria, and it's just absurd. Betty Crocker is a fictional person also.
Really? I thought there was a real
Betty Crocker. Yeah, that shocks me. Yeah. I thought she was real, too.
Huh. Yeah. All right. The astronauts found a lost tomato that had been missing in the International Space Station for 8 months. That's good to know. I've been worried about that for a long time, right? They found the lost tomato on the International Space Station. All right. You know, Space Station's been up there for 25 years? Good Lord. All right. 59 after here on the Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.